Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Preparing me, preparing me, preparing me.
marching in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening, and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host for tonight. I am Pastor Kimberly Black. Live here in Portland, Oregon, we bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We honor the Spirit of the Lord that is in this place. I don't know about you, but I felt his presence as Minister Chakar was singing, greater is coming. I don't know if you was agreeing with her in the spirit realm that greater is coming. 2020 is not going to look like what 2019 looked like, because my greater is coming. Greater anointing, greater ministry, greater finances, greater relationships, greater, my greater is coming. So I hope and pray that that song has stirred up your heart and your spirit to begin to speak greater over your children, over your finances, over your marriage, over your home, over your job. We speak those things that are not as though they were. And tonight we're going to hear more about speaking those things. Amen. But we truly honor the presence of the Lord that's with us and that has greeted us this hour. I thank God for our co-host, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, my sister in the gospel, our co-laborer. We thank God for her hooking us up with this assignment. Amen. All the time we know that God has something for us to do, but we're really not quite sure of what is the next move sometimes. And sometimes we know what the next move is and we're unsure of it. And sometimes people have to kind of push us and help stretch us. Amen. We always pray, Lord, enlarge my territory. And so I thank God for Pastor Sherelle being obedient, being a hearer of God's word. Amen. And sharing this opportunity with us and leaving the Light of Portland broadcast in our laps and in our hands. And we pray that it's a blessing to you as we come to you every Sunday night. We ride in your car, we sit with you in the living room. We hang out with you in the bedroom, at the kitchen table. Wherever it is you are, we are there with you tonight. And know that the presence of the Lord is there. And so we thank God for the Butterfields who have introduced us to the Block Talk family, and we thank God that they shared this platform with us, because they could have chose anyone around the world to take this Sunday night spot and share the gospel and share the good news of Jesus Christ, but they chose us, and we are grateful, we're thankful, and we give God praise for the ministry, and we pray that God's richest blessings be upon them, and we pray that God will grant them favor and that he would continue to do a great work. We honor Archbishop Ruth, and we praise God for the woman of God that she is, a mentor to so many, a teacher, a mother, a prayer warrior, an intercessor. And we thank God for her leadership. We thank God for her love for this area, the Portland area. Amen. Bishop loves us, and we know it. We know that she's praying for us, and we just truly appreciate all that that have played a part and making sure that we can come and share the gospel with all of you. We are reaching people across this nation. We thank God for those that are listening from Texas and from California and from Washington and from Nevada. We thank God, those that are listening in Atlanta, from Georgia. We thank God that you took the time to call in today to be a part of the Light of Portland. We are not going to belabor the hour, but we do want to make some announcements just to let folks in the city know what's going on. I hope and pray that you had an awesome good time on last night with Elder Alonzo Chadwick out at the Imago Day. I pray that God's richest blessings will continue to fall in our city and that we will continue to support those. You might not can make it to everything, but tell somebody. They have flyers. Get the flyer. Post the flyer on Facebook. Share the flyer on your Instagram, your Snapchat, with your friends, with your family. And then let them know that you're encouraging them and you're praying for them. You don't always have to be in the present, but you can be present to let people know that I'm praying for you. And so we truly thank God for Elder Alonzo Chadwick and the ministry that God has blessed him with. And there are still some great things going on in our city. And I just have a few that I want to share with you. Next Sunday, December 29th at 3:30 p.m. at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor J. Walter Hills II is the pastor, they will be presenting Five Generations, featuring some of Portland's most gifted artists. They said, we're coming together for an evening of gospel music. It will be a night to remember. It's the silent generation. It's the baby boomers. It's Generation X. It's Generation Y, a.k.a. the millennials. It's Generation Z. As they put, they say that they want you to put on your finest or put on your jeans and tennis shoes, whatever it is, however you feel comfortable. Come get your praise on next Sunday at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. New Hope is located at 3725 North Gantenbine. That's 3725 North Gantenbine. This event is free, but they are asking for a $10 donation. And so if you are in the area and you don't have nothing to do next Sunday at 3:30, you should be in the house. Let me tell you about a few of the folks that's going to be there. Red Carpet Kids, Visualize from Highland CC, Portland's very own gospel, Queen of Gospel, Mother Lorraine V. Wilder of the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, Mrs. Simone Jordan, Little Miss Michaela Dean, Pastor Roy Clay, Minister Jarrell Hosley, St. Paul Baptist Church Youth Ministry, Minister Matthew Jointer, the original Sermonette, Heavenly Most Dancers, Manny Dempsey, and their MCs. Amen. Little Brother Manny Dempsey, Reverend Renee Ward, and Mother Nancy Smith. We want you to be a part of this event. We don't want you to miss it. That's next Sunday at 3:30 at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, 3725 North Gantenbine. Pastor J. Walter Hills II is the pastor. Amen. Don't just survive, thrive. Do you know someone who is 38 years of age and older who needs a mammogram? Do you know someone who needs their CPR or their AED certification? Do you want to hear from some dynamic healthcare professionals? If you answer yes to any of these questions, come to the Thrive Healthy Living Symposium, sponsored by the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. This event will be held Saturday, January 11, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at University Baptist Church, University Park Baptist Church. University Park Baptist Church is located at 4340 North Lombard Street, right here in Portland, Oregon. This day will be an event with workshops taught by top health professionals, ambulance tour, marketplace vendors, discount membership to Costco, CPR, AED certification, and free mammograms. They will be providing breakfast and lunch. There will be a raffle with great prizes you don't want to miss. For more information, you can call 503-422-0001. Thrive at St. Paul Baptist Church. Healthy Living Symposium, Saturday, January 11th, 2020. And we will definitely make that announcement again so that you can hear it and you can be a part of that living healthy. The Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church, Pastor J.W. Matt Hennessy, servant, invites you to join us for the 14th annual Drum Major Ecumenical Services. And their theme this year is Now is Still the Time. Now is Still the Time. On Saturday, January 18th, 2020, 12 noon to 2 p.m., there will be a Salute to Greatness, their scholarship benefit and awards luncheon. This will be held at the Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church, 3138 North Vancouver Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97227. The keynote speaker is Ms. Rikaya Adams. And then on Sunday, January 19th at 2 o'clock p.m., Empower the Dream Annual Interfaith Service. And if you have never attended either one of these events, you have been missing out on some dynamic speakers and some dynamic up-and-coming young people who have got their mindset and determined to become not just professional athletes, but teachers, doctors, lawyers, scientists, and astronauts. Yes, my sisters, I said astronauts, doctors, and lawyers, and teachers. We've got young people here in the city of Portland that are thriving to excel and to help us be greater at what we do. And so that's coming up. We want you to support the 14th annual Drum Major Ecumenical Services. On Sunday evening, their guest speaker will be Dr. Miles Davis. He is the newly appointed president for Linfield College. And we truly thank God for the work of our friend, our brother, Pastor Hennessy. We pray that both of these events at St. Paul and at Vancouver Avenue are a great time of fellowship, a great time of information being shared, and the body of Christ being equipped and built up. Amen. We also want to invite you to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church for an evening of prayer, praise, and worship on Tuesday, December 31st at 7 o'clock p.m.
That's right. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m., we will be having an hour of power of prayer, praise, and worship in Greater St. Stephen's, is located at 3605 Northeast Mallory, right here in the City of Roses. And we're going to come together and we're going to pray, we're going to sing, and we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to magnify him and exalt him. And then we're going to go home and get ready, because at 11:45, we will come together for prayer on our prayer line. I want to give you that number in case you would like to join us on New Year's Eve at 11:45 p.m. We will be coming together to pray in the new year. That line is 774-220-4000. And then the code to dial in is 55558. And press the pound. So we want to encourage you to, you might not be able to make it out to your New Year's Eve service, but you don't want to miss out on being at church on New Year's Eve. We want to encourage you to come and be with us at Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church at 7 o'clock p.m. on New Year's Eve, Tuesday, December 29th at, December 31st. December 31st at 7 o'clock p.m., and then join us for prayer at 11:45. If your church or your ministry or you are having an event and you want to let the city of Portland know what's happening, what's going on, what you're doing, please email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com or put a flyer in the mail. Make sure get it in time so that we can make the announcements, so people can catch them and hear them, and that we can continue to share this information and continue to be a part and share in with each other. Amen. So we thank you for those announcements, and we pray, my brothers and sisters, that you govern yourselves accordingly. Be a part. Don't be left out. Great things are coming to our city. Amen. I'm going to ask now if that we can just bow our heads for a word of prayer. I hope that you are in a place to receive a word from the Lord on tonight. I truly thank God for this opportunity to share the word with you on tonight. I thank God that God has given us a word for tonight to help us prepare for 2020. We are just truly thankful to God that he is a good God, and he's kind, and he's merciful, and he's just. And so I'm asking that you would yield over your undivided attention for the next few moments just to hear what the Lord is trying to say. The word might not be necessarily for you at this moment. Maybe the Lord has allowed you to hear this word, that you can share this word with somebody tomorrow, or share this word with somebody next week or the week after. Remember, ministry is not about me. That's what I need you to say. Ministry is not about me. It's about advancing the kingdom of God. It's about reaching the masses. And we don't know if it's our turn to plant or to water. But all we know is that God gives the increase. And as believers of the word of God, as readers of the word of God, as hearers of the word of God, and as doers of the word of God, we must be busy being about our Father's business. And that is planting and watering the seeds. And the seeds are the word of God. Let's pray tonight. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we, your handmaid servants, Father God, we come before you tonight first to say that we love you, Lord. We say, Father, that we adore you and we appreciate you and we bless your holy name. Father, we just give you the glory. We give you the honor. We glorify you tonight, Father God, because you are the great I Am. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the Bright and Morning Star. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our provider. You are our way maker, our mind regulator. Father, we lift you up tonight and we exalt your holy name, Father. Lord, we humbly bow before before your throne of grace. We surrender our will over to you, Father, our way over to you, oh God. And God, we come before you with our hands lifted up and our mouth filled with praise to bless you and to glorify you, Father. We want to adore you tonight, Lord God. We heard in the Sunday school lesson today, Lord, that we are to magnify you. We are to make you large, Father. So I make you large tonight, God. You're larger than my problems. You're larger than my circumstances. You're larger than my finances. You're larger than my health. You're larger than my troubles. I make you large and in charge. You are my God tonight, Father. And we bless your name, Lord. We give you glory and honor tonight, Father. God, thank you for choosing us to be here this very hour. You could have called our name and the death angel could have came and sat right beside us. But God, you said, hold back because my servant has got another testimony to give. My servant has got another song to sing. My servant has got another message to preach. My servant has got another prayer to pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we look to you now. To give us clarity, Father, to give us an ear to hear, give us an understanding, Father. Help us, God, to receive this word tonight. God, our very life depends upon this word tonight. So help us, God, not to just be hearers of your word, but to be doers of your word. Help us, oh God, to do what your word commissions and commands us to do. God, I realize that this is the Christmas season, Father, but I know, Father, the assignment on my life is to equip the saints. And God, I don't want to just tickle their ears with another Christmas story because, God, we know that you came. You were born to redeem us. You were born to bring us life and life more abundantly. It was over 2,000 years ago you were born, oh God, to die. And, Father, you died on that rugged cross to redeem our sins and to redeem our life. God, you rescued us. You gave us victory over death. You gave us victory over the grave. You gave us victory, oh God, that we will one day rise again and be with you. So, God, we thank you for this season of Christmas. We thank you, Father, for family and friends. We thank you for our coming together. God, we thank you for a spirit of worship that's falling on us now, Father. Because we know we owe you another praise. We know that you are the reason for the season. If there had not been for you, there would be no Christmas. So, God, we thank you for being the gift that keeps on giving. We thank you, Father, for giving us life and life more abundantly. So, Father, I pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, that it be acceptable in your sight. Father, you are my strength and my redeemer. And I pray, God, for every hearer tonight. I pray that this word, Father, falls on good ground. And God, whether I'm planting a seed or I'm watering, God, give the increase. Give the increase and a manifestation that your people will go around saying, my greater is coming. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, and amen, and amen. Just for a few moments, I want to call your attention to the book of James. I know that this is the Christmas season, and I'm sure you all went to church today, or you watched TBN today, or you watched the network today, and I'm sure everybody that was on was teaching about the birth of Christ, and the wise men still seek him, and the wise men brought him gifts, and what we owe to God now, the gift that we should give him is the gift of our heart. I know you heard all of that, but I may not have the chance to speak to you at the close of the year. Amen. I may not have the opportunity to stand before you on the threshold of 2020. And so while I have this time, I want to deposit this little message in your spirit that you can thrive through 2020 with this message, and that you will allow this word to carry you through the year. I just want to call your attention to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And I'm going to be reading verse 2 and 3. James chapter 4, verse 2 and 3. The Bible says, you want something, and I'm reading tonight out of the New International Version. It says, you want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. Verse 3 says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motive, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. And just for a few moments, I want to talk about having an appreciation for prayer. Having an appreciation for prayer. You know, it's funny. We appreciate so much. We're going to get together with family and friends, and you're going to get a good meal, and you're going to get a good gift, and it sometime throughout that the day on the 24th and the 25th, you're going to say to somebody, I really appreciate you, and then you know, you stop, and throughout the year we do show pastor appreciation to our pastor, and they do professional appreciations. If you are a clerical, they do clerical assistance appreciation. And when we look at appreciation, what you're doing is you're setting someone or something aside, and you're letting them know that they really mean something to you, that you value the relationship that you have, you value the gift that you were given, or you value the gift that's within inside of them. When you appreciate something or someone, you're showing that you value that person or that thing. And so tonight, I just want us to have an appreciation for prayer. As a child, I've always heard, as a young adult and as a young woman, my pastor, Dr. Johnny Pack, he would always say, much prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. We've all heard that before. And it is true that if we don't have the access to get things that we need, that we want, because some things money can't buy. Yeah, I'm just a firm believer. Money cannot buy you joy, it cannot buy you happiness, and it sure can't buy you love. I know y'all heard that song before. But when we come to God, if we need anything, if what I just read in James, he said, if I need anything, if I ask of God, God is the giver of all things. Everything that comes from God is good and it's perfect. And if I seek him out and I ask him for these things, and remember he says, if I ask with wrong motives, I'm not going to get it. And so there's got to be a right way, to come to God. I've got some notes here. I got some notes here, and I need to slow down because I'm getting really excited. If you know me, you know that prayer is my passion. Prayer is my thing. I can teach on prayer every day, all day. And so I'm getting a little excited. Let me look here so that I can give you all what I've got here. I want to say that we are living in the time of a prayerless society. Wow. I would have been so moved anytime during this impeachment process. I would have been so moved if somebody would have opened up in prayer. Yeah, we just got to get to the place that we consult God with everything. I was telling the church family on Wednesday that God is concerned about everything we are concerned about. This is a nation built upon the foundation of God, and it's in God we trust. But we dare not go to him in prayer when we need him to turn the heart of the president, the heart of our leaders. The body of Christ, we have been given many mighty instruments. Instruments of weapon, weapons of defense. And it's sad to say some of us don't even know how to utilize the tools and the weapons that we have been given. Jesus, he taught his disciples, they said, Father, teach us to pray. And he told them, pray in this manner. Some of us won't even pray in the manner in which he gave the disciples, and not realizing the power that is found in the prayer, the model prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Some of us don't even know that in John 17, that's where the Father really prayed. That is the Lord's Prayer, John 17. That he prayed. He prayed for us. He prayed for our enemies. He prayed for the believers. He prayed for the body of Christ. He prayed that we would be one in the Spirit, that we would come together, we would have unity, we would work together. That is the Lord's Prayer found in John 17. What we read in Matthew is the model prayer, and he taught the disciples. He said, this is how you should pray. Can I tell you tonight that if you were to pray the Lord's Prayer every day, you would see some things happen in your life. But we have been given tools, and we don't even know how to utilize them. We have lost our appreciation for prayer. The power of prayer and the effect of prayer. We live in an age of hustle and bustle, of man's efforts and man's determinations, man's confidence in himself and his own power to achieve things. I can only imagine that the devil is standing around looking at us and he's laughing. He sees how the body of Christ depends on our own schemes and our own powers. Church, we can no longer do church as usual. The word says, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Don't you know that in some of our churches there is more hell in the church than there is in the club? Why? That's because we have forgot the power of prayer. Folks don't want to come to prayer meeting. Folks don't want to attend a prayer conference. Folks don't want to go to prayer revivals because they've lost the appreciation for prayer. Yeah, the devil is cracking up laughing at us because we won't use our weapon. We won't use our weapon of prayer. We are living in an age where Christians are asking themselves, why is it that I make so much poor progress in my Christian life? You know, I heard somebody say, I've been spiritually dead for a long time. Baby, you know, that right there, it lets us know that we have lost the power of prayer. I do believe that if we were to pray and seek God and be hungry and thirsty after him, you ain't got to wait on the pastor to call a prayer revival. You don't have to wait on the pastor to call a fast. You don't have to wait on the pastor to call a shut-in. You can shut in your own house. You can fast on your own time. You can have a revival on your own, because the revival, it begins in you, and then it spreads out. Why do people say, I don't experience victory over sin? People say, I'm growing so slow in my likeness of being like Jesus. We live in an age where pastors are asking, why is it that I see so little fruit from my ministry? Why does my church grow so slow? We live in an age where the churches are asking, why is it that the body of Christ are making such slow progress in the world today? You know, we have the power. We have been given authority. He says to go out and to compel men and women and boys and girls to come to Christ. We are so comfortable on our padded pews. We are so comfortable in sitting in our four walls that we forgot the work is on the outside of the building. That's the only way the church is going to grow. It's going to take some knee ministry and some foot ministry. We got to be on our knees praying. You know, last night I was on the conference call. Every Saturday, a group of pastors get together and we pray, and we pray for each other. And last night, one of the senior pastors, he's not pastoring anymore, but he's a teacher of the gospel, the word of God. He shared a story with us about one of his mentors. And he said that his mentor was crazy about prayer. And he said you could always find him at the church praying. Or you could go by his house and if you knew him, you knew when his prayer time was. But whenever he would pray on his knees. And so this one particular day, they were having a shut-in, and Pastor was on his knees praying, and the people of God, they were on their knees praying, and it came time to move from the altar to people were moving from the altar, and they were sitting in the pews praying, and they were walking around singing, but Pastor was still on his knees. Came time, Pastor was still on his knees praying. Came time for the shut-in to come to an end, and his ministers, the associate ministers, went to him. Can I tell y'all something, saints? The word came back to us last night in this story that Pastor had been called home to be with the Lord. Oh, my God. Wouldn't that way to greet the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to be on your knees praying to the Father? Oh, my goodness. You talking about being on the battlefield for the Lord. That's being on the battlefield for the Lord. But he was called home in a position that we don't even get on our knees no more to pray. We pray stand up. And then let me tell you, let me back up. Let me pump my brakes. Because there's nothing wrong with your physical position. Uh-huh, yeah. My granny talking now, y'all. My granny said, you know, it's nothing wrong with your physical condition, because she couldn't get on her knees to pray because she was bedridden, and she would lay in the bed, saints, and pray. She said, it's nothing. God still hear my prayer. He's not concerned about the position of my body. He's concerned about the condition of my heart. If your heart ain't right, if you got wrong motives when you pray and talk to God, the book said he ain't going to hear it. He's not going to answer it. So don't get stuck on just being on your knees. I don't want you to get stuck there, but there's something about humbling ourselves before the all-wise God. But if your heart ain't right, ain't no need to get on your knees now. Yeah. So here it is. Here it is. We're struggling with victory over the world, victory over the flesh, victory over the devil. Well, can I give you the answer tonight? I want to give you the answer. And the answer is right here in this passage of scripture. And it's in these seven short words. And six of those seven words are one-syllable words. The other word has two syllables. These words are familiar to some of us, and they're easily understood when we look them up and we study them in the English language. Yet there is so much in these seven short, simple words that have transformed so many lives that we've missed them. But tonight I pray, it is my prayer that these words sink in your heart and your mind. It is my prayer tonight that these seven words will transform your ideas, your methods, and transform our lives and our service to God. It is my prayer tonight that these seven words will elevate our prayer language. What are they? You have not because you ask not. These seven words contain the secret of the poverty and the powerless of our lives, the unfruitfulness and the lack of growth in our churches, and the lack of influence that the body of Christ has on the world, and why the church lacks victory over the world, flesh, and the devil. Saints, we've lost our appreciation for prayer. Let's look at the history of the early church. Let's examine their appreciation for the word of God and their appreciation for prayer. You know, in the book of Acts, we find that they were in love with the word of God. Why? The word of God stimulates, it excites, and it brings heightened action. The word of God motivates. It gives reason and it gives desire. The word of God strengthens. It makes us stronger. The word of God challenges us. It's an invitation to take part in a spiritual competition. The early church, they love the word of God and they love prayer. They had an appreciation for prayer. Luke records in Luke chapter 2, verse 42. Luke records in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Now, Luke wrote the book of Acts. And in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 42, Luke records that the early church continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer. The early church was a praying church. They prayed continuously, not a select group, but the whole church prayed. Acts 6 and 4 says that they gave themselves continuously to prayer. Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that everybody that's a member of your church should have a designated prayer time, not at the church, at home, where they live, where they reside. They ought to have a secret place that they can enter into their secret closet and talk to God on behalf of themselves and the people. The Bible says that we come and we must pray between the altar and the porch. There's a lot of space in between the altar and the porch, and we need to really take it to a whole nother level, from the altar of my house to the porch of my house to the altar of the church, from the altar of my house to the altar at the church. We ought to pray continuously. Everybody should be able to talk to God, and then we come together collectively, oh my God, and experience the day of Pentecost, experience an outpour of his Holy Spirit. Don't you know that if we were to have private prayer meetings, our corporate prayer meetings would be so phenomenal? We would think that we were having another Azusa. We would think we would be having another convocation. We would think we were having another move of God. The early church were a praying church. Regardless of the opposition or the situation or the circumstances, the early church was a victorious church, an influential church, a growing church. When they prayed in Acts 2 and 47, the Bible says that the Lord added to the church daily. Acts 4 and 4 says many of them heard the word and believed. Acts 6 and 7 says that the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied greatly, and a great number of the priests were obedient to the faith. Saints, we have lost our appreciation for prayer. So many of us have children. We have nieces and nephews and cousins and brothers and sisters who are lost. And when I say lost, they have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And if we, the righteousness of God, if we, the heirs to the kingdom, if we, the Bible-toting, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled, water-baptized, believing saints of God, would take up the time to pray. Oh, my God. Family reunions would be off the hook. Our churches would be overflowing. Sickness would not have a hold on us because we as a family would be praying, laying hands on the sick. The Bible says, call upon the elders and let the elders pray the prayer of faith and they shall recover. We won't even call upon the elders of our family to come and pray and lay hands on us. because we don't know the word. We don't believe the word. There's power in the word. There's power in prayer. It is time that we, the church, live life like the early church. We must live life like the early church. As we prepare to go into 2020, we should be so on fire for God that we don't wait till January 1st to shift our prayer language. But we begin tonight to go and intercede and go and stand before God and kneel before him, lay prostrate before him, open up our Bibles. I've said it many times when I was raised in the church. I was raised right there at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, 3725 North Gantt Drive. I was raised in the church, had God-fearing parents and godparents and aunts and uncles, and everybody went to church and folks went to church and coach. But can I tell you that I really didn't learn how to pray till I was in my 30s? And I mean pray to see some breakthrough. Pray to see some miracles happen. Pray to see God work some stuff out. I was with a group of ladies in Modesto, California. And they were older, seasoned women. That's another thing with us. And that's a whole other message. That's a whole other conversation. The older saints now, they're too busy trying to be 20 and 30 and 40. But they need to get somewhere and teach the younger women the word of God, how to love their husbands, love their children, and love the word of God and to pray. I got my Bible. Opened up my Bible after we had Bible study, and I wrote notes and I highlighted different things that we have been talking about in Bible study. And at night when I got ready to pray, or in the daytime when I got ready to pray, in my prayer time when I got ready to pray, I would get my Bible and I would begin to pray the scripture, the word of God, directly as I saw it printed in my Bible. And can I tell you, saints of God, I saw victory. I saw miracles. I saw signs of wonder. I saw the hand of God move in my life like none other. If we want to overcome life obstacles, it's time for prayer. We can bind suicide. We can bind murder. We can bind lying, gossiping. We can bind sexual predators. We can bind home invasions. We can bind divorce and adultery and pregnancy. We can see our sons and daughters saved. Can I tell you, saints, it's praying time? It's praying time. Prayer promotes our personal faithfulness to God, our individual holiness, and our personal growth in the likeness of God. Prayer develops godly character in us. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. In the city of Portland, we have witches. Mm-hmm, witches. Don't y'all know that if all of our churches came together and we prayed and pleaded the blood of Jesus, we can put the witches on the run? We've got to come together, body of Christ. We got to come together and seek God's face. We got to come together and turn from our wicked ways. We got to come together, humble ourselves, and pray. Call upon his name. And then when we pray, we must believe that thing we speak out of our mouth. And then live with the expectation that I've already got my blessing. I've already got my deliverance. I've already got my breakthrough. I've already received my awakening, my quickening, my revival, my financial blessings, my healing. I got it. Be careful of the words that come out of your mouth. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Be careful what you speak over your children. Be careful what you speak over your health, over your finances. If you don't, Mama used to say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. But as believers tonight, I want to encourage you to speak the word of God, pray the word of God, believe the word of God, stand on the word of God, walk in the word of God, and declare and decree that your greater is coming. That's my message tonight. We need to have an appreciation for prayer. We need to go back. The song says, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. We might not see them come running down the altar screaming, save me, save me. I want to be saved. I want to be filled with it. We might not see it. We might not see the miracle. We might not see the blessing. We might not see the breakthrough. But they will know that they made it because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So tonight I want to encourage you, as you go into 2020, go into it with a prayer language like you've never had before. Increase your vocabulary of prayer words. If you pray Matthew, the model prayer, all of 2019, God bless you. Thank you. But this year, add Colossians, add Romans, add Ephesians, add Galatians, add Deuteronomy to your prayer life. Don't just pray Matthew, but pray the word of God. Pray Revelation. Pray 1 Peter, 2 Peter. Pray Philippians. Pray the word of God and watch it work in your life. Gracious Father, I thank you tonight for this assignment that you placed upon my life to encourage the people of God to take back by force all that the enemy has stolen from us. And that is our appreciation for prayer. Help us, Father, to fall in love with prayer. Help us to be ready to pray. Help us to pray in season and out of season. Father, we thank you because you are a God that hears and you answer prayer. So, Father, I pray tonight that you would bless us, Father. Put on our hearts to purposely have prayer time. Those quick prayers are good. Those microwave prayers are good. But what you're calling for in these last and evil days requires us to tarry and to wait for you and to seek your face with our whole heart, with our mind, our body, and our soul. So God, help us to pray in the spirit, to pray with words of understanding. Help us to pray, Father, songs and hymns of Zion unto your holy name. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. And thank God. My brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in tonight to the Light of Portland. It is my prayer tonight that this word has blessed you, has encouraged you, has stirred your spirit up, and has quickened you to want to pray and seek God's face like never before. If I don't get to hear from you or you don't get to hear from me again, know that I want you to love the power of prayer and be confident in what you pray. Be sure when you pray. And if by chance we don't get to see each other in 2020, know that if there's no prayer, there will be no power. If there's little prayer, there'll be little power. But where there is much prayer, there will be much power. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I've been your host, and it has been my pleasure to be with you on tonight. And I want to say to you tonight, Merry Christmas. And may God bless you, may God strengthen you, and may God keep you. May you be consumed with his love, his joy, and his peace. And may you share his love, his joy, and his peace with your family on Christmas Day. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters, and know that we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed in Jesus' name.